CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live. It's Monday morning. We made it through the weekend. And what a weekend, huh? Hot jizzas. I didn't realize. I didn't realize it was an actual heat wave. You know, I know we talked about it last week, but I only kind of got to grips with it on, what, Sunday? I was like, wow, they weren't talking shit. They were actually being very serious, these heat wave people, whoever they are, the Weather Bureau or whatever they're called, right?
You only really felt it yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't feel much of it on Saturday and Friday. I thought it was pretty normal. But, I mean, it was beautiful weather. But, man, did this hay fever hit me hard. Like, the last 2 days, I've been on antihistamines pretty much all the way.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So how about you?
No, I felt it from the beginning of the weekend. Actually, Friday night,
yeah,
I was in my lounge with the sliding doors open to the balcony. And yeah. I pushed one of my couches a little close to the door. And I thought, oh, you know what? Let me just rest here for a while.
Just
I wake up at like 6 a.m. on Saturday going, oh, okay.
Oh, really?
I slept here then.
You just passed out?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just like a heavy, thick heat.
A heavy birtation.
Yeah, very heavy birtation.
Oh, you ask?
So they say that today is the peak.
Okay.
So it's expected to affect 6 of South Africa's 9 provinces. So it's the eastern and central regions of the country. Temperatures did soar on Sunday, and things are hotting up again today. Mm. So a heat wave is generally classed as an extended period of hot weather relative to the expected conditions of the area in that time of the year. And the thing is, it's often accompanied by high humidity. So that's that heaviness that you're feeling.
Yeah, the heavy birtation. I'm telling you.
Yes.
That's what it is. But
so remember, stay hydrated with water.
Yes.
Never leave pets or children alone in a vehicle.
Yeah.
Limit your outdoor activity between 11 and 3. Wear light clothes.
We've been doing that the whole year, so that's fine.
Yeah.
And check on the elderly.
Oh, and we've been doing that the whole year too.
Yeah, so basically all the stuff you've done so far this year, just keep doing it. Well done, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And apply a little more common sense, like don't leave your kids and your pets in the car.
Stay safe, stay home. That's pretty much still the advice.
So one of the things I also had to compromise and do because of this weather is keep a lot of my windows open. Don't take the piss out of me for complaining about this. But I didn't realize that one of my neighbors is such a singer.
Uh-oh.
And annoyingly so.
Oh, I wonder how that feels. Oh. You're like our annoying neighbor singing on the show. You start singing at the drop of a hat, then we all have to listen to you.
I told you, don't take the piss out of me.
No. This is just desserts. Sorry. That's what you get. You deserve this.
And let me explain it. Do you know an headphone or an earphone singer? You can tell when someone is singing with something in their ears. When they aren't aware of how they sound. You know, even if you are a horrible singer and you are just singing out loud, you're able to go, ooh, okay. Or maybe let me get my voice down. But if someone has something in their ears,
no volume
they
control.
Think,
yeah.
Oh, so all I was saying, like, honestly, late last night, it sounded like the buzzing of a mosquito. They were going, Oh, it was. So frustrating. That's all I was hearing in the evening.
Well, Niska says that without aircon last night, she would have died. Now, I don't have aircon in my bedroom because I think it dries you out and it's probably unhealthy. But, you know, in the heat, what a blessing. what a huge amount of forethought for the people who do have aircon, and good for them. I'm a little bit jealous. I had the fan going last night, but... It is. It's hot now. It's hot enough to not be wearing anything but underwear.
Ooh,
that space. Yeah.
Got to die with dignity, though.
You're not going to die in your sleep. Sia?
You could.
No. I mean, what, you're telling me you put on pajamas?
Yes.
My God. All right.
A little flimsy light thing on.
I don't even want to know.
We've already started with TMI this morning. Yeah, it's way too much. Let's not go down that road.
I remember on Friday we had this big conversation about Botox. And it led to a bit of a family feud in Sia's household because his mother found out about this and she read him the riot act about going and getting Botox.
Oh, my word.
Oh, yeah. She said, it's all good and well to have these plans and to want to do things. Then your mother makes you feel this big.
Yeah.
So she put a total stop to any of this.
Yeah. She was in my ear on the phone.
What did she say?
All the way from Durban, but it sounded like she was right. I'm like, okay, sorry, ma. Sorry, ma. Yes, ma. Okay.
What did she tell you?
She goes, how dare you think you're going to do this? Who do you think you are? And what are you saying? What are you saying is wrong with you? I mean, if you have some issues, by the way, her new favorite thing is therapy since she started going after her accident.
Oh, right.
So that's like what? So she says, if you have some issues, sure, you know, I can offer Nandi to you. You go and talk, but you aren't going to be stupid and ruin your face and think you're all that and go and do both. I'm like, okay.
She wasn't having any of it.
No. And then her last line was, Wena, you clearly don't know what to do with your money. So if you don't, give me the money. I'll show you what to do with it. I'm like, okay, no, never mind, ma.
Good for her. I'm glad. I agree with her.
No, so now we've just had to put a little pause on that story.
Oh, you see, you were going to do this and you were all ready. You were amped up. I'm telling you, you're too young. If you're doing Botox at 25, it's just unnecessary. You know, it's not like you have massive wrinkles and massive problems here.
No, but again, it can be preventative.
Yeah.
But I do see the point.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I just have this, I don't know, this thing of live and live now and do it now. Because why not?
So this is funny. So Stefan is in Australia and Richard is in China and they're watching us live this morning on our kind of live stream, which you can get the link for on cliffcentral.com and you can go and watch. And Stefan says he's watching live. It's 2 p.m. in the afternoon in Australia. And all his colleagues think that he's on a web call. Have you scheduled meetings? Have you scheduled any meetings during this time where you don't really have a meeting, but you just want to clear that space? Maybe you want to have a nap or something like that. And then you've been caught out. Because this happened to a friend of mine over the weekend. Well, I heard over the weekend.
How did he get caught out?
Well, he said he was on a web call, and then he was sending emails and things. And I can't remember how he said he was caught out, but basically he lied to a bunch of people and said he was on a very important web call. And then they found out that he wasn't, and they needed him for a meeting. And anyway, he got into some shit. So I suppose,
of course,
you know, this again, it's just lying is so time consuming. So hard to get through lies.
Energy
because,
consuming.
Oh, you have to remember everything. And it's just so much easier to tell the truth and get on with it.
It gives me too much anxiety to do that when it comes to work, because I just feel like there's so much on the line. I know a couple of people who are now pros, in inverted commas, at either being half-heartedly into a meeting. So if it's video off and they mute themselves, they're the kings of just keeping quiet. They can be on their phone. Then they come in and they unmute at the perfect time and they go, ha, 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 ha. Yes, great point.
Oh, okay, yeah, I see what you mean.
And they go about their days. Right. I feel like someone will call me out, like, actually, say, what were we talking about a minute ago? And I'd freak out because of that.
That's what scares me. That's why I'm all in and video's on and, you know, microphone doesn't go off and I have to listen, or else I'm all out. Because if you catch me out, then I'm going to be humiliated. And frankly, I don't want to be in a meeting if I'm not paying attention. What's the point, you know? Have less meetings.
Yeah. I mean, you battle to pay attention just normally.
Correct. Right. No, I have problems.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
And then haven't you been on a phone call and you realize someone is actually on a Zoom meeting or something? Like, oh, no, you're on mute. I'm like, no, focus on the meeting. I'll call you back later.
Yeah. Listen, Sia.
My brother was ripping me off the other day because my legs are so pale.
Oh, yeah.
They're like basically, I was wearing pink shoes and he said they're basically the same color. And he's got this very olive skin. Totally, I'm like pure Irish Scottish.
Yeah.
And he's got this Dutch olive skin. So he said to me, I said to him, but Mark, you know that I'm Irish. So he's like, yes, but you live in Africa. You need to do something about this.
Yeah.
So I burst into his room a few hours later and went, do you like my tan? And he was on a conference call with bankers.
Oh, my God. Do you like my tan?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So, Sia, there are a couple of messages here. Okay. First
Everyone
of all, another Sia is saying, Mum Sangweni spoke some sense to you, Sia, about your intentions to do Botox. She stopped you in your tracks.
I don't believe it was complete sense, but sure, she had her way.
Yeah. Listen, Leanne, I totally get the whole tan thing. I feel very pale at the moment. I feel like I want
to... Can you guys tan or do you get red?
No, I can tan, but I've got to...
I can tan.
I've got to be careful about it. Like, I've got to do it, you know, for the right amount of time. And it's like a massive thing. And it's not hard to do if you're out in the sun anyway. But you don't want to get one of those t-shirt tans because that looks stupid. And you don't want to get a vest tan. That's even worse. So you've got to really plot and plan properly so you can get it decent and not burn, because you can easily burn and then you look like an idiot as well. So
and the pain.
Oh, the pain. Yeah.
Maybe that's the new beauty thing I should try. I heard, I only heard it from one person, who says that if a black person goes and gets a spray tan, you turn like a goldeny, shimmery brown. I think if you look like an Oscar statue, that would look great.
Sounds good. Yeah, go for it. Knock yourself
Maybe
up.
That's the thing. Do I have everyone's consensus? Let me call my mother after this and then let me see.
You can give that a whirl. It only lasts about a week and a half anyway.
Okay.
Well, there's loads of stuff to talk about this morning. We'll get into some news in a moment or two. Interesting, this Jerusalema thing has been shortlisted as South Africa's Word of the Year, Jerusalema, just because of the dance that everyone was doing. How's that?
We aren't surprised, though, right?
No, I think it's been one of the few highlights of this year. It's been one of the few ups of the year, which has mostly been down. I mean, let's face it, you know. And I see also that there was plenty of news over the weekend. We may get into some of the political stories later on. I didn't really watch what happened in Senegal. Did anything go down?
Yeah, as soon as we finished the show, I was avoiding news as well.
Me too.
That story really brings everything down. I'm not,
it's like
dismissing
the worst.
How serious or big it is. No. But also, Julius Malema stuff was happening. The New Zealand elections was happening. I just didn't want to take all of that in.
I watched an interview with some dude from New Zealand and some journalist.
I think we're talking about the same interview.
With that woman who
was it the outgoing prime minister?
No, because Jacinda Ardern won again. So she's prime minister again.
Oh, no.
No, this guy.
Someone who was.
This guy was, okay, he was being interviewed by this woman, and she basically tore him to pieces. It was only about 4.5 minutes, but she destroyed this man. And the funniest thing is, like, I was trying to pay attention to the actual content of the interview, and I was listening to her, and she was saying, you were voted out here, and this is what happened to you. But the accent was so distracting to me. As it always is, I've told you how I feel about a New Zealand accent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was so distracting on both of their parts that I found myself laughing. I mean, it was a very serious interview, and she was a very hardcore journalist. But I started laughing pretty much from the start. Because she says, for example, the word, what was it? I've got to look it up now. But she says,
I've sent you the link. I think it might be what you're referring to.
Yeah, so good. Hang on a second. I'm going to find this.
No, I actually found it to be a little below the belt. Like, this
she's
woman
vicious.
Was not.
She was mean.
Yeah, yeah. I've emailed you the video.
Yeah, I've got it. Here it is. Okay, so she says, dickhead. But dickhead sounds like dickhead. If you hear dickhead. So bad.
Yeah.
All right. Well, give me a second. I want to blow my nose. Exciting stuff to start your Monday morning.
Okay, Mr. Hay Fever.
But that's exactly like that video that went viral. With the New Zealand accent, with the guy talking about his dick, but it sounds like he's talking about his dick. He's like, I'll let the neighbors play on my dick. So it's very clear why it could sound like what Gareth was saying. What was the word he was using?
Decade.
Decade,
yeah.
Decade.
They have such a particular way of speaking. Gosh.
It's very odd. It's very, very weird. Let me see if I can't play a little bit of this. See if you can hear it. She's also like, she's pretty good looking, this woman. And you would never expect her to be such a vicious, absolute bitch. She really is. She's just a bitch. There's no other way to put it. But she's a great journalist. I mean, clearly she's doing her job, you know. That's what we need. We need journos who can do this stuff. I'm not going to play it now. It's going to sound silly. Stefan says he has Kiwis in the office here and he really struggles to understand them. Yeah, it's very strange. Mm. And Ryan pointing out that, Leanne, if you and I want to get tans, we must be careful not to get a mask tan.
Oh.
That's pretty awful.
Yeah, that could happen.
Listen.
It's very important.
You remember Christina telling us about these mask rashes that people are getting? Well, I saw some someone.
The woman we spoke to, who's a South African Italian in Italy, and she said, "Oh, guys, wait for the heat, and when you have to wear your mask in summer." And I didn't realize how hot it is actually wearing a mask, and so annoying.
Yeah.
As the weather gets warmer.
Well, I saw somebody on Saturday, she's beautiful, but she had this terrible, terrible rash. And it was very distracting. I was like, can you get something for that? She's like, it's nothing I can do. It's just the mask.
Mm.
Looks horrible.
Yeah, I get like little pimples all down the bottom of my chin.
Because
my mask, I don't know why. I think it's because I've got like a small head. All my masks come from here to here.
Yeah.
From the bridge of my nose to my Adam's apple.
So this is part of what we're doing on the show on Wednesday, the TV show, is we're talking about the mask debate. And we're going to have people from both sides just arguing with each other, which is always fun to watch, about whether or not they think it makes a difference. Because, you know, just last week, the CDC actually published a study that says that it makes no difference whether you wear a mask or not. So, I don't know. Look, I wear them because I have to. I wear them because otherwise they wouldn't let me shop. But otherwise I could care less.
Well, that's the thing. And there was a guy I was shopping at a specific store and I was at the counter paying for my goods.
Yeah.
And he was next to me at another counter. Yeah. And he had a mask, but he was wearing it under his chin.
Right.
He wasn't wearing it properly. And the manager came over and said, please, do you mind wearing your mask? And he went, I don't have to wear a fucking mask.
Oh, really? He lost his shit, huh?
He was buying bottles of white wine. He threw them into the basket, threw the trolley to the side, and just stormed out.
Oh.
And apparently, and then the cashier said to me, he's here every day trying to buy stuff, and he does the exact same thing every day. Like, just wear your mask for those few seconds. So by that stage, I was sitting in my car and I could see him in the parking lot. And he was wearing a scooter helmet, but he had car keys in his hand and he got into a car, but he was wearing a scooter helmet. And then I realized, okay, maybe something's not 100% right.
Maybe the guy's got problems. I don't know.
Wearing a scooter helmet in a car.
Yeah, I think there's something going on there. So, yes, someone's just cottoned on to mask debate being, you know, like funny. KR says, mask debate? Yes. As in mask debate.
But, you know, I've realized I'm going to keep my opinion much to myself around this because I've never been in a position over the past couple of months where I've worn or rather where I've had to wear my mask for a prolonged amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking about people who work around people. So cashiers who have to wear it for 7-6 hours of the day, bank tellers or whatnot. Imagine that.
Yeah, and it's just awful. I don't know. I mean, also, how long do we have to keep this up for? Because, as I said the other day, the majority of the danger of this pandemic is now through. It's over. The people who have died, and there's nothing we could do about that. But, you know, for those who are still fearful, the death rate's dropping, and the infection rate's dropping. So it seems, though, some people really are clinging to this. They don't want it to go away. They don't want it to end. They actually,
why do you think so?
Well, I don't know. I think it's a part, you know, Stockholm syndrome, part kind of gives them purpose and meaning, and they feel like they're fighting something. I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine what's going on in their heads.
It could also be fear of a second wave, because we never want to go through level 5 ever again in our lives.
Well, here's a point that's also something that's come up a couple of times when I've been into the shop. Guillermo says, anyone tried refusing being sprayed with sanitizer at stores? You get into a huge argument at your local Checkers, he says, because they had a sign that said no mask, no entry, but nothing about sanitizer. So all I do is I take the sanitizer and I immediately throw it off my hands. Because you don't need that shit. You know? The rash becomes an infection. It will only clear with antibiotics. I know because I had it. You see? This is from Pat. Hey, guys, one of the best ways to start the day is to wake up with Cliff Central. Thank you very much. I'm feeling a little emotionally perturbed, says Carol. We have a weaver building his nest. It's his fourth attempt because the female keeps tearing them apart, and our tree fellers are arriving to trim the trees today. Sigh, I guess he will have to try again. Oh, you're basically creating work for that poor weaver.
No, so, I've got the same issue, and I just tell them to leave those branches alone and don't touch them. I have just this one weaver bird, and for years he's been building nests. And it's strange. The female doesn't tear them down. He tears them down after they've become brown and old. But
why?
Because it would be dangerous if a female bird laid eggs in there. It would be unstable and brittle. So they get rid of the structure completely for safety.
The circle of life.
I'm going to try this. Let's see. We've got this function for a poll on the software we're using for the show this morning. So let's see if this works. Do you think masks work? Let's see what people say. Obviously, there are two options. It's going to be yes and no, and you can vote. And I'm going to do this quickly. Let's go preview display.
There's so many thingamabobbies here.
Yeah, it's cool.
Functions.
Okay, there we go. Now you can vote. You can go and vote. Go and vote at on the web, and you can see this live, real-time polling that's going on. So if you go on to the right-hand side of the webinar jam stuff that we use for the visual show, then you can see the votes, yes, masks work, or no, they don't. Go and take a vote now. We'll see what you think. And we'll read out the results in a short while, but it's in real time. So as people are voting, it's going up and down. It's cool. It's pretty damn awesome.
I was going to complain that I can't, then I realized why. Okay.
Yeah.
Never you mind.
What would you have voted if you did?
Yeah, I think they work.
Yeah, I would have voted yes too.
Mzizi says, I have staff who work outside. They have to wear their masks even when it's hot. I feel for them, but it's company policy. Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
And Stefan says, it's the politicians finally feeling useful. Lito is saying, maybe the guy was a rally driver. Only reason explaining driving a car with a helmet. Yeah.
It wasn't like a sporting helmet. It was like a thin red helmet with holes in it.
Wow.
Like keys.
Holes.
But listen, okay, so I don't like wearing the thing, the mask, and I don't like the sanitizer, but I'm not going to fight with someone whose job it is to make sure that people do that. You know, that's just unnecessary. It's mean. Mean-spirited. Let's turn our attention to the news for a minute. It is 6:30. These are your headlines, or the five things you need to know today. We'll start off with this story from ENCA. There are a whole lot of people who drowned in the Vaal River. You hear about this?
Please, like, no.
Yeah, so there were two different accidents. Bodies have been recovered from the Vaal River after a boat with 7 on board capsized on Saturday. All 7 passengers have now been accounted for, with 5 fatalities confirmed. So 5 people died. They were on a boat.
Word.
Yeah, that began taking on water before it capsized. Police, together with the South African Marine Safety Authority, will investigate. In a separate incident, a 41-year-old woman and 44-year-old man were seriously injured in a collision between a jet ski and a speedboat. It's reported the jet ski rider lost control of his vehicle at the Vaal Marina in Midvaal. Both needed advanced life support and were airlifted to hospital. Sure. Yeah, you see,
this is horrible,
but this is the kind of thing that starts happening when people, you know, go to the dam and the rivers and the pools. I mean, you know how many kids fall into pools and drown? It's really scary.
And this is also when nature reminds us exactly what it is. When you would like to think that perhaps, you know, these people are, it's just an assumption, they're able to swim, but somehow a freak accident like this just makes them lose it all and they can't even stay afloat. And yeah, it's just scary.
Or they're drunk, you know, because people drink on board these ships.
But again, I don't know them, so I can't speak for them. But yeah, it's just a general assumption. To stay afloat, to cling onto a piece of something, I think that just shows the power and the force of the water.
Well, if you are in your little boat and a jet ski hurtles towards you and smashes into you, you're probably unconscious, so you fall into the water.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah. Another suspect is expected to appear in court after the Senekal riots 2 weeks ago. The 33-year-old man was charged with attempted murder, public violence, and arson, as well as malicious damage to property. He is the second person.
It's all in one, man.
I mean, it's just like they're going full on against these guys. He is the second person to be arrested in connection with the incident. A 52-year-old farmer, Andre Pinar, was arrested after a group of people damaged state property and set a vehicle alight. Actually charged that guy with terrorism, which means he can't even get bail. Now, I think it's probably a good thing. You have law and order, right? And if people break the law or they damage state property, they should be locked up. You can't go around damaging other people's stuff. But if we're going to do that, we need to do it for clicks as well. Otherwise, people are going to start saying, well, this government is not even-handed. There are some laws for some and other laws for others. So if you break into a click store and you destroy products and shelving and break the door down or whatever, you should also be in trouble. Why should it make any difference whether it's state property or whether it's private property? Don't you think? That's just
a
little bit of fairness would be good here. The group wanted authorities to hand over 2 suspects arrested for the murder of a farm manager earlier this month, and they were protesting outside the court. So we'll see what happens as that story continues to develop. The BBC reporting this morning that the EU is investigating Instagram over handling children's data. So, you know, Europe has been kind of at the forefront of establishing rules that the social media businesses have to follow if they want to be available to people in Europe. And Facebook could face a large fine if Instagram is found to have broken privacy laws. The investigation stemmed from complaints that Instagram made contact information on business accounts publicly available to anyone accessing the app. And a lot of those numbers and email addresses could belong to children. So that's obviously something to worry about. The DPC, which is the lead European Union regulator under EU General Data Protection Regulation, they are headquartered in Ireland, and they are busy looking into online privacy and have the power to issue large fines if people are in contravention of those rules. So that's interesting stuff. The BBC also reporting this morning that there was a teacher, I don't know if you heard the story, but there was a teacher who was attacked by an Islamic terrorist and basically beheaded. Did you hear this? This is unbelievable. No details have been given about the arrest, but 4 close relatives of the suspect were detained shortly after the killing. Apparently, people have attended rallies all over France in support of Samuel Paty, who is a teacher who was beheaded after showing cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad to his children, his pupils. People in the Place de République in France, in Paris, carried the slogan "Je suis enseignant," which means "I'm a teacher," with PM Jean Castex saying, "We are France." So they've arrested this guy called Abdulak A. You know, I haven't given his surname, but Abdulak is his name. And apparently he just went and beheaded this dude, this teacher.
Jeez.
Pretty
That's
wild.
That's crazy.
Huh?
Ugh. Yeah, that made me shudder.
Jesus.
That story.
What a story. So Islamic terror alive and well. Just when you thought that we had bigger fish to fry, guess who's back? It's the Islamists. And this is amazing. A copy of William Shakespeare's Comedies, Histories, and Tragedies, known as the First Folio, from 1623, is displayed at the Shakespeare Center in Stratford-upon-Avon, and it has just sold for 9.97 million rand at an auction in New York. How's that?
That's amazing.
Sorry, not 9.97 million rand, dollars. 9.97 million dollars.
Wow.
The price paid for the work, widely known as the First Folio, exceeded by far the estimated range of 4 to 6 million set by Christie's, which held the auction. The collection is printed in 1623, contains 36 plays by Shakespeare. It's frequently described as the greatest literary work in the English language, published after the death of Shakespeare, because he lived until 1616. It was compiled by two of his friends. It contains all his major works, well, some of them, which may have been, it contains major works which would probably have been lost if they weren't in that collection, including Macbeth and Twelfth Night. We wouldn't have known about them if it wasn't in the first folio. How's that for interesting? So there we go. Beautiful.
Huh. You know, I still live in hope that, I don't know, one day I'll be packing things up at home and we're moving house and I find some prized item that ends up being worth 9 point something million dollars.
Can you imagine?
Belong to Shakespeare. You never know.
Well, I'm just thinking now, I've got a book which was given to me as a gift. It was published in 1614, so that's even older than that.
Ooh. Wow.
But it's not Shakespeare. It's a book called The History of the World.
What's the story behind that?
It's a compilation of kind of all that they knew about human history up to that point. It's beautiful. It's written in Old English. It's printed in, you know, the kind of the printing presses they would have used in those days. So you'd have had to set all the letters, typeset them, and then put ink on them, and then printed that page, and then reset them for the next page, and printed that page. It's incredible.
Gee, you should have it valued out of interest.
Yeah, it was given to me as a present, so I don't want to do that.
Oh.
No.
I would have.
I know you would. Please, Sia, you don't have any qualms.
So with something like that, do you have it stored? Or do you flip through it on occasion?
No.
Because I would be so scared to use it or leave it out in the open.
No, you've got it. It's a book. It's worth reading. I mean, I'm careful about it. But I read it from time to time. It's got interesting stuff in it. Here's our poll. Do you think masks work? So we've got tons and tons of votes this morning already. And 36% of people say yes and 63% say no. How's that?
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Look, I don't think they're 100%, you know, do work, but I think they make some level of a difference.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that I haven't even contracted influenza makes me think it must be masks and sanitizing and being careful.
Well, probably, but also, you know, you've been away from people for a lot more time. You would have mixed with more people. You would have probably been around kids who always bring these things from schools.
Mm-hmm. The swill of a sand pit.
Listen to this. Janet says, "We were at a small birthday party for my nephew on Saturday. There were about 9 adults and 5 kids. One woman sat with her mask on the entire time while sitting 2 meters from everybody."
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's weird because wearing a mask, if it does work the way they say it does, protects other people. It doesn't protect you. So these people who are wearing masks are actually scared about themselves getting ill. But it's ironic that they're in a place where no one else is wearing one.
Yeah. All right, well, there's our poll. At least we know that works this morning. What are your plans for the week? You got a busy week this week? Anything happening that's exciting? You can tell us on 0797482090. Here's an interesting story, and this is an eyewitness account, actually, from Alex. Alex says, I was in Senegal on Friday. Long story short, farmers were largely just mourning and gathered together where they had speeches about farm murders, etc. The EFF were bussed in, toy-toyed for a bit to protect state property, supposedly, and then trashed some bins, which is ironic. They then tried to approach the group of farmers but were stopped by the police. The big cheeses of the EFF showed face, addressed the crowds, telling them they want their land back, and went to the court and then buggered off. Nobody died. There was no bloodshed. All's well that ends well. Okay. That's good.
Well, it's not well in the first place. We wish none of this had happened, but okay.
Huh. Here's something useful. This is some advice for anyone who has mask acne. Ulrich says, go to your nearest pharmacy, ask for Nuban, N-U-B-A-N. It's an ointment that fights bacteria. If you rub that around your jaw area, you'll avoid rashes. Huh.
Yeah. Is that or the Superban?
Okay. Hellman wants to talk to us. Let's hear what he has to say this morning.
Good morning, guys. Let me tell you quickly something about this whole mask and sanitization thing. You know, I've been following it, wearing my mask, sanitizing my hands, whatever. And recently, I got the flu. I've never had the flu for 4 or 5 years. And I got this one so bad that it lasted 3 to 4 days. I was man down. So all this is actually fucking doing, sorry for my language, is it's...
Okay, cut out there for some reason.
Oh.
But that's...
All it's doing is...
I don't know, but he clearly had the flu and it was pretty bad. So I suppose this is something that a lot of people will counter to what Leanne was saying, that she didn't get the flu, you know? Anyway. All right, I tie a
Do you want to let someone in? There's someone who'd like
someone
to
who wants
speak.
To talk. Let's do this. Here's Adam. Okay, let's see what Adam has to say. And by the way, while Adam's coming on, let me just get this going. I wear a bandana around my neck in the morning, and I only pull it up when our health and safety rep is on the prowl. That's from Dwayne. Yeah, I think people are finding ways around this. That's the way to do it. Follow the rules.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's a work environment.
Yeah, then. You have to then. You know, because otherwise they won't let you into the office. But all of this filling in forms is so ridiculous. I always lie on the forms. I never.
What do you lie about?
I just say my name is M Mouse from Disney World. No one ever checks.
Oh, the one thing I've noticed is that my temperature is always the highest of the people on the list.
Really?
Doesn't that make your heart beat a little faster?
No, it's fine because I know I just run hot.
But I think I can then mention this because I know Leanne, with slight anxiety, would maybe echo my sentiments. I always feel a bit of pressure when I fill in these forms, when I enter somewhere and they say, have you coughed? Or have you been coughing recently? I'm like, oh, I did cough yesterday once. Should I tell them about that? And then they say, have you been around someone who Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. Breakfast did taste a little odd this morning. And they say, have you been around someone who has had the virus? I'm like, well, I went to the mall yesterday and I don't know who it is.
Terrible.
It is so much pressure going on in my head.
What about this?
I think we lost Adam. I didn't see it coming on here.
So Leanne has a story about 100 teenage boys who turned up to school in skirts in Canada to protest sexism, homophobia, and toxic masculinity. Jeez, Canada is so woke. All right, tell me what happened.
it was the photographs that actually caught my eye.
Yeah.
These guys all with their masks on and then these, because it's uniform there. So they're wearing the uniform pleated and plaid skirts.
Yeah.
So this happened on Friday.
So they borrow these skirts from the they borrowed them from the girls at the school? Must have.
Yeah. They were protesting against the double standard in their school's sexist dress code. So girls are required to wear skirts no shorter than 10 centimeters above the knee, but there's no equivalent rule for clothes often worn to school by boys, for example, shorts.
Yeah.
So your shorts can be as short as you want them. So it was just one guy who actually said, it was a 16-year-old guy, Zachary, who said, I'm planning to wear a skirt to school on Friday. But he never expected that so many guys would actually feel the same way that he did. And hundreds or 100 people ended up taking part.
I can't remember, so but there was some
kind of surprise.
There was some reason we also swapped with the girls one day and we wore skirts and they wore pants. I can't remember what it was, but it wasn't like it wasn't like a gender-based violence protest or anything. I think it was just like we were messing around. It was in a trick.
Yeah, we did it. We did it for fun.
Yeah,
because when I was at school, there wasn't anything really around gender-based violence and protests for standing for women. It wasn't much of that going on at all.
But we were doing it. So screw you, Canada. We've been doing this for years. We just didn't.
We've been having it.
Yeah, we've been having it, but we didn't do it for any serious political purpose or anything. We just did it for fun. I remember there was a day where the guys arrived, and then we swapped with girls. They would give us their skirts, and we would give them their. It was only one day, and it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was so far back that, our winter uniform as girls was still skirts and socks. And I mean, to wear a skirt in winter is just absolutely pathetic.
Yeah.
But so they started allowing us to wear pants if we wanted to.
Yeah.
But there were very few girls who actually wore them, because then they were called lesbian or their sexuality was questioned.
Wow.
Yeah.
People went straight for that, huh?
Yeah.
You're wearing pants, you must be a lesbian.
Yep.
Exactly. Jesus. And now it's like if a guy wears nail polish, he must be gay. Yeah, it's all very silly.
Or gender non-conforming.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we do live in a much more tolerant and accepting world now. And I think that's great. You know, people want to do that. They want to be themselves. I do have one area of some contention, though, and I'm only raising this with great trepidation. I find that people who dye their hair very bright colors, like bright green or bright purple or bright pink, or bright orange, I find that a lot of those people are disturbed. Now, I know this is going to be...
You have mentioned this before.
It's really something that... No, it's come up a couple of times. So I spoke to a few people over the weekend, and they kind of agreed with me that there seems to be a correlation. Obviously, this correlation does not mean that it is evidence of the fact, but there is a correlation between people who color their hair a bizarre, unnatural color. I'm not saying if you dye your hair darker or lighter, or you go with, you know, if you change to being a redhead or whatever. But if you change your hair to an unnatural color, I can't help thinking that there might be something inside your head that you're trying to change by changing the outside. It's just a theory.
Here's the reason why.
Here's
the reason why I see that as closed-minded.
Okay.
Because if you take something like... decades ago, lipstick for women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lipstick only came in one color, and that was red.
Yeah.
And then they started bringing out oranges and pinks, and it was all like, oh my gosh, that's, you know, really quite something. Because if you wore lipstick, it had to be red. And then in the 80s, they brought out blue lipstick and green lipstick. And it's the same with hair. Only now do we have proper hair treatments that can color your hair a completely different color without damaging it. You know, with the punk era in the 80s, people would use these temporary dyes.
Sure.
But now you can actually color your hair properly. Mm-hmm. And the same goes to say that, you know, red hair color didn't always exist. And I'm talking about red as in something that you might see on a person born with or naturally. Blonde hair coloring didn't always exist. So now that these other colors are coming in and you can dye your hair a pink color.
Sure.
I don't see anything wrong with it. It's just evolving with
you're basically,
hair technology
you're,
and fashion.
You're calling me a closed-minded idiot. I get it.
So I was going to say that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
No, I side with Gareth on this one. It's one thing to have a pink streak in your hair, then it's another to have completely a head full of pink hair. Like, Leanne, there's, in my opinion, the orange lipstick is still like a natural hue. It's still a variant of a brown, you know, it still looks relatively natural. A blue lipstick, to go with your analogy, if you saw someone with blue lipstick, you'd go, what's going on, Avatar from James Cameron movie?
I
think it's still a little...
I'm telling
you. And then somehow go on to, one of these big publications and then the opinion section and then someone who's talking about let's all sell our houses and live in boxes. More likely than not, they'll have bright Lumo green hair. It's a great way to see, you know, if someone is tick, tick, ticking up here.
Well, I've met some people who have dyed hair in bright colors, and there's a very high probability that there's some correlation between what's going on inside the head and the bizarre color on the outside of the head. That's all I'm saying.
And we aren't talking like they dyed it for a company end of year function and they're enjoying it for a week and they'll dye.
All right. So we're going to do another. We'll do another poll quickly just for fun. Okay. Do you think this is a cool thing that we're going to do for today? Do you think people with brightly dyed hair have mental health issues? Let's see what people think. Go ahead. You can go and vote. It's on the link on cliffcentral.com. When you're watching us live, you'll see it's on the right-hand side there. It says polls, and you will be allowed to participate in this poll. People are wildly bouncing between yes and no.
We could resurrect the poll with Leanne Mould.
I know, we should. That's something we should do. It's time for the poll with Leanne Mould. Do you remember we even had music?
We did. And just to set up the poll on the website in those days was a mission. I had to do it almost the day before.
Yeah.
And you look at what we're doing now.
Now I'm doing it live while we're talking to each other. So at this stage...
What would have to happen?
No, it's just logging into the back end of the website and...
Just a nightmare.
You know, using HTML coding, having to miraculously resize some image to go with it. It was always a mission.
Well,
how far you've come.
Speaking of a mission, we're looking. It looks like some people think that there is definitely a link, but only 45%. Most people saying no. 55% of people at this stage saying no. They don't think that brightly dyed hair means mental illness. Okay, so it's just my theory. If you disagree, that's absolutely fine. All right, Leanne is going to give us a list of some countries you can go to visa free. Once we open up travel for leisure. So let us hear, Leanne. Teach us, O wise one. And remember, you can leave out the ones...
I'm experiencing difficulties.
You can leave out the ones with...
Okay, now I've got it.
Just leave out the countries with like civil war, if you don't mind, and huge internecine violence. I'd prefer if we could go to places that aren't deadly.
Okay, well... I can do it by continent if you want to know from Asia, Europe. Let's do Europe because there are only three in Europe.
Only three countries that are visa-free for us in Europe. Okay.
Yeah. Ireland.
Okay.
Kosovo and Russia.
Well, okay. Russia, I've heard you can have the best time there. You can shoot guns. You can shoot bears. You can shoot people. You can get drunk. You can get drunk on the worst.
People?
Yeah. Oh, anything you like. You're drunk on the worst kind of vodka. You can marry a Russian bride and bring her back with you. So that could be an adventure. Mm. I like the idea of Ireland. I mean, Ireland's, you know, I've never been there. Could be a fun place to go.
The only thing is you'd have to fly directly there.
Yeah.
Like you can't stop at Heathrow.
No. You have to go straight there. So, okay. But that's fine. So I'll put Ireland on the list. That's good. Let's look at Africa quickly.
Okay, so Africa, it's a lot of countries. So the more sort of exotic places that we could go would be the Cape Verde Islands, Comores.
Mm.
We could go to Madagascar.
Okay.
Okay.
Mauritius.
Yes.
Reunion.
Uh-huh.
The Seychelles, all those lovely places, and then some not so lovely.
Tell us the not so lovely ones.
The war-torn places.
Yeah.
Well,
places
some
where you're likely to be shot.
Be a bit skeptical of. I don't want to be that person who calls countries shithole countries.
Well, Donald Trump did, so you can. Go ahead.
Like there's Somalia. I'm not quite sure I'd want to go there right now.
Why? What's wrong with you? You're missing out.
I suppose.
Such a fun time.
dodging bullets is such a great holiday experience.
Have you ever shot with an AK? This could be your chance.
And then, quite interestingly, there are plenty of places in the Caribbean we could go to.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Antigua, Bahamas, Barbados, British Virgin Islands, Cayman Islands, Grenada, Dominica, Haiti, Jamaica, the lot.
That sounds awesome.
Trinidad and Tobago.
Oh.
So that would be really cool. And then with the Americas, it's mainly South American countries.
Sure.
They're pretty much all on the list there.
Well, that's okay. These are countries you don't need a visa for. So maybe you plan, you know, this year it might be too soon. Maybe you plan your 2021-22 holiday.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then like very common areas as well, like Israel. I mean, I didn't know that you didn't need a visa to go to Israel.
I didn't know that either. That's excellent. All right, so when we come back, we will have we'll check in with Mareka, who we were meant to speak to on Friday from Lotto Land. She's going to tell us about the big lotto. I took part again. I'll have to reveal whether or not I won. I'm going to have to tell you. I promised I would if it was Lotto Land, right? So we'll find out. And I actually brought this up with my sister, I found out what she would do if she won like the 7 billion rand in the U.S. Powerball. I'll tell you about that just now as well. And we'll check in with Yaku from Catalytic, who we've got to talk to today. And there's plenty more where that came from. Stick around. CliffCentral.com. Don't you go anywhere. It's a Monday morning.
CliffCentral.com.